VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. With the United Nations Security Council meeting Monday to discuss threats to international peace and security, the U.S. is working to ramp up diplomatic pressure on Russia over Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield tells ABC's This Week the Russians will have to explain themselves to the Security Council, specifically the massing of Russian troops near Ukraine. She adds the Western allies are going to be prepared to listen, but won't be distracted by their propaganda. Russia's veto power and its ties to other Security Council nations, including China, make any formal action unlikely. Meanwhile, the head of Russia's Security Council, Nikolai Petrushev, is rejecting Western warnings of an invasion, calling it completely ridiculous, and adding Russia neither wants nor needs war. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia's foreign minister claimed NATO wants to pull Ukraine into the alliance amid escalating tensions over the organization's expansion and fears Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. In comments on state television Sunday, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also challenged NATO in a claim to be a purely defensive structure. Russia's massing of estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine has brought increasingly strong warnings from the West that Moscow intends to invade its neighbor. Russia, in turn, demands that NATO promise never to allow Ukraine to join the alliance and to stop the deployment of NATO weapons near Russian borders, as well as rolling back its forces from Eastern Europe. Again, Russia's foreign minister is claiming NATO wants to pull Ukraine into the alliance amid the escalating tensions over the expansion and fears Russia's preparing to invade the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea did in fact confirm on Monday it test launched an intermediate range ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. territory of Guam, the North's most significant weapon launch in years, as Washington plans to respond to demonstrate it's committed to its allies' security in the region. The official Korean Central News Agency said Sunday's test of the missile was aimed at selectively evaluating the missile being produced and deployed and verify its overall accuracy. It said a camera installed at the missile's warhead took an image of Earth from space, and the Academy of Defense Science confirmed the accuracy, security, and effectiveness of the operation of the weapon system. North Korea said the missile was launched toward the waters off its east coast and on a high angle to prevent it from overflying other countries, but it didn't get any further details. The United Nations Secretary General says the world body has received credible allegations that more than 100 former members of the Afghan government, its security forces, and those who worked with international troops have been killed since the Taliban takeover of the country on August 15th. The Secretary General Antonio Guterres says in a report obtained Sunday by the Associated Press that more than two-thirds of the victims are alleged to result from extrajudicial killings committed by the Taliban or its affiliates. He says that this is despite the Taliban's announcement of general amnesties for those affiliated with the former government and U.S.-led coalition forces. Landslides and flooding caused by heavy rains killed at least 19 people in Brazil's most populous state Sunday, while high waters forced some 500,000 families from their homes over the weekend. Three people from the same family died when a landslide destroyed their home, according to the municipal government, while four other people were rescued by firemen. Four children died in Sao Paulo State, and the state government said four other people died in Franco de Rocha. Deaths also reported in other regions. The Cincinnati Bengals were the NFL's worst team 2 years ago. Now they're headed to the Super Bowl to play the Los Angeles Rams in the Rams' home stadium. Matching the biggest comeback in an AFC championship game, the Bengals rallied from an 18-point hole to stun Kansas City 27-24 in overtime Sunday for the first trip to the big game since the 1988 season. The rookie, Evan McPherson, made a 31-yard field goal to win it. Then the Rams overcame a 10-point second-half deficit and took the NFC crown with a 20-17 victory over San Francisco. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.